Thanks for listening to Resume on Podcast One.
Water cooler, water cooler, water cooler.
And it's Water Cooler, episode number 142. But as you all know, it's 69 plus 69 plus 4. Thank you so much for tuning in to the show where I, Chris Loxman, hang out with my Corolla Digital Buds, my bras, and we hang. It's usually after the Corolla show. We let our guard down, let our bellies out, and enjoy ourselves. With me today, I have Insomniac.
What's happening, everyone?
Nothing much, man. Nothing much. Thank you so much for coming on to the show.
I'm glad to be here.
I'll tell you what's happening.
What's happening?
I'm very glad that you're here.
Oh, thank you.
You know,
I'm glad you're glad I'm here.
We played the Water Cooler theme song, and I was doing a little shimmy inspired by Kalen Bean. That is his number one go-to dance move. I saw a lot of it at the World Championship of Guacamole.
Inspired by Steph Curry.
He does,
went full Steph Curry yesterday.
He does.
It was awesome.
He does. He did. And Kalen does go full Steph Curry as well. Also here, Matt Fondelier.
Happy Halloween.
Happy Halloween. Oh, are you happy?
Spooky.
Are you happy or are you bummed?
I'm very happy.
Oh, he's happy because we're in a 5-day before stretch.
Ask him again next
this
week.
Is, now he gets to pull Halloween into overtime.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. This is when we really double down.
Yeah.
Okay. Because, you know, I didn't know if you're one of the guys that's sad that it's almost over.
Oh, no, no.
Because I know you love this month. This
I do.
What are your plans for Halloween?
Not too much.
No?
Halloween itself is a lot different now than when I was younger. Yeah. Now it's more about the kind of lead up. The day itself doesn't really hold much of a, you know, it's nothing. I don't go out of my way. Some years we do like a big party, but on a Wednesday.
Anticipation.
Probably just finished watching Hill House.
Finally. Ooh,
yeah.
Mike Dawson's here as well.
Yeah. Party people in the place to be.
Party people. Halloween party people. Yeah, Matt, I totally understand. It's a. I always think like whenever I'm at a theme park, when I first started learning how to ride roller coasters, when I first started riding roller coasters,
it was
a tough skill.
Yeah.
You scream?
It was very...
You put your hands in, right?
It's a very difficult skill, high learning curve. Literally, a high curve.
Because you were stoned.
Yeah, I was very, very stoned. The anticipation of the line was always way scarier than the actual ride itself.
I was at the uptick. That's the one that really
That's definitely scary when you first get up over that crest.
It's very slow. You're just looking down, watching the earth get farther away from you.
Yep. See, Christmas, you get a month leading up to it, but the day itself is still pretty awesome.
Very nice payoff. And a nice gradual come down from it because you got all this cool
And you
stuff.
Get New Year's a week later.
Leftovers.
Halloween. You're kind of going without a net, you know. Once it's over, it's done.
I will.
That's
I will
what
give
got
you
me
this.
To drop out of school.
College.
I had a Halloween party, and our math teacher scheduled the fucking midterm the day after Halloween, and I studied like 3 days before that. I went in there, got a 24, and I was like, you know what? I'm out. I'm going to work for Adam full time. No more school for me.
Unbelievable.
Those are the kind of people we like to hire. Those go-getters. No more school. You scheduled something after Halloween?
After a party?
Midterm? After Halloween party?
I went in full Hunter S. Thompson costume, too. I got like an hour of sleep.
God, I'd hate you. If I went to school and you came in your costume. Oh, just super hungover. Well, I'm glad you're here, Kalen.
That's a walk of pride right there.
It is. It is. Interesting costume choice, too. Hunter S.
Yeah, Hunter S.
This is before the dynasty that is your Warriors costume.
Correct.
Yeah. Not Steph Curry Warriors, the movie Warriors.
Yeah, the movie Warriors.
Somebody, by the way, one thing, first things first, Gary's not here once again. His eye is still effed up. He came to work.
Give me back the eye.
That is exactly what Gary said before he walked out. That was Dawson's spot on impression.
Now, sometimes when you have two episodes in a row and a co-host is missing, you might be led to believe that the shows were recorded back to back, and that's why that person is not in two episodes in a row.
Oh, he is
not true in this particular case, though.
We've
recording a week
back
later.
To back.
You're such a liar. We absolutely have done back to back episodes.
We have not.
Okay.
No. What Matt is saying is it sounds like we banked them, like we gang taped two back to back episodes.
Yeah, I know.
You know, I don't appreciate it.
What are you doing then?
I'm just saying a week later, Gary's still not here. I'm sorry. I shouldn't.
No, I shouldn't.
No, Gary is not here. He's actually seeing an eye doctor. He was wearing an eye patch the other day. Poor guy.
And I don't appreciate you saying gang taped.
Why?
Because it conjures tapes images. Are people too.
No, what? Okay. Well, I don't know.
Gary was wearing an eye patch. It looked awesome.
It did look awesome. He didn't.
He didn't own it.
He didn't. Yeah, he was embarrassed.
He had it taken off by the time I came in. Yeah. I just saw it sitting there.
He went with the sunglasses indoors. Rather, he had a pretty badass looking eye patch. This is an official eye patch, not like the crappy ones you get at the Halloween store when you're trying to be a pirate.
No, yeah,
this
was the real deal. This is you are a pirate or you lost an eye in a knife fight.
Yeah, great quality. Just an amazing talking piece. No better time of the year to wear it.
Oh, so
no one would even question it. I mean,
yeah,
this is the time to wear the eye patch.
And I will admit,
although it would cause a lot of unnecessary conversations. People would say, hey, yeah, you dress like a pirate, man. Nice. I mean, no, actually. Knife fight.
Right.
He actually looked really badass with it. And then when you change it to the sunglasses indoors, just looked kind of douchey.
Yep.
I do love this week's Dave the Thunder. Feeny really lets Gary have it.
Yeah.
Calls him like a beatnik poet or something. Yeah, it's so fucking hilarious.
He was, I was kind of bummed. Gary, if you're listening, own it. But he's not here.
Go patch, bro.
We just
go
got the
patch.
Core 4 here, the water cooler, which I love. I missed you guys. A lot of great feedback from our horror movie episode last week.
That was fun.
That was great.
I did have one guy message me saying, what'd you guys think? This movie scared me as a kid a ton. And it was the Ernest Halloween movie. Do you remember that one with the trolls?
That was a movie that specifically scared the bejesus out of me as a little kid. Whoever sent that message should know that they are not alone. I was psychologically scarred.
You're not alone. There is at least one more pussy who agrees with you.
There's a scene where this kid is in bed and he turns around and the fucking monster is in the bed with him. And the next thing you know, he like turns to stone because that's what happens in that movie, if I remember correctly.
How young were you?
32. No, I don't know. I was probably. I mean, we'd look what year the movie came out, but I'm sure I saw it in theaters because that's what I did back then.
Yeah.
But I couldn't sleep facing away from the wall. Like I refused to leave like a certain angle of my eyesight out when I would sleep because I would be afraid that someone would be crawling into the bed to like turn me into a monster.
Yeah.
And Ernest Scared Stupid. I know it well.
Nice. Well, the reason I bring it up, Matt. Of all the other ones that people thought we missed, I got a lot of movie suggestions. Oh, you guys can talk about this, or I think this was the scariest movie of all time, and I've never heard of it. When that guy messaged me saying Ernest Scared Stupid, it brought back some weird feeling in me. Yeah. Like, oh my god, that scene in the bed where the troll was in bed.
That's right.
Scared the living bejesus out of me as well. So, Dawson,
nice.
There are three of us.
Okay.
Dozens of us.
Southwest.
That's my Southwest.
Yeah. Matt kept his phone on. He's going to New Orleans
tomorrow.
It's like he's already there.
Yeah.
He's going to New Orleans tomorrow for a bachelor party.
Never been, man. You ever been?
Never been.
Dude, it's wild.
You've been?
I went one summer. I just went for a day. It was like a random Thursday or something or Tuesday. We went down Bourbon Street at night. It made Vegas look like a daycare. It was so crazy, so wild.
And they trust you with your booze.
Yeah.
Or at least they just let you drink
do
in the streets.
It's probably the biggest block party I've ever been to. It's just like as far as craziness goes, it felt like there were no rules. I saw a lady beat up her dog.
Jeez.
Wow.
Yeah. It was crazy. It was just complete chaos. She
it's terrible.
Beat the shit out of her dog.
Nobody stopped her?
Oh, stopped her. Yeah. Like, what the fuck are you doing?
Good.
I'll never forget that. It was wild. Saw some boobs.
Nice. Lots of boobs, right?
A lot of boobs.
Yeah.
A lot of boobs. It's all everything you thought. Like, it felt like it was Mardi Gras, but no, it was just a random weekday. It's how crazy it is, Caelan. You got to go.
I would love to go.
You got to go.
Let's do a Corolla Drinks event out there.
Let's do it. Speaking of Corolla Drinks events. We just had one on Saturday.
We did.
Caelan shimmied his way.
Oh, I shimmied.
All over the place on that beach. We had the World Championship of Guacamole 2018.
I did not witness the shimmying.
Oh, it happened.
Oh, it happened.
It definitely happened. Right. When Caitlin has he has a sweet spot of booze.
Hmm.
Either, once he passes a certain threshold, it's nonstop shimmying. It's
really? Pretty constant. Yeah. I'm surprised you didn't see it. Just you were probably too busy looking at all the fucking flybys going on. There was an air show happening above us the whole time. It was pretty sweet.
Well, I will get into that. Also, by the way, Kalen's shimmy, he says it's a Steph Curry shimmy.
Mm-hmm. Inspired by.
Inspired by Steph Curry, but a little more weakened at Bernie's. He's doing the Bernie. That's what
he's doing
it,
the Bernie.
It looks more. Yeah, it's right. It's heads up. He's looking in the sky, and he's just, the shoulders are just noodles. But yeah, a couple things. So Guacamole Fest, I keep calling it Guacamole Fest, but World Championship of Guacamole, a success, man. Congratulations, Dawson. What
an
event.
Thank you to everybody who came out, man. That was fun. That was a very, very, very hectic day. But shit, it worked.
It was, honestly, I couldn't have asked for better weather compared to, we did the rain. But this was the perfect beach day.
It was
kind of hot, but with a nice breeze, clear. It was what you want in summer. What people think a California summer was last weekend in October.
Absolutely.
Because whereas regular summers are just actually kind of butt hot. Yeah.
Just miserable hot.
Lots of people were swimming in the ocean, too.
Yeah. It was perfect. Jim Harbaugh was there.
Jim Harbaugh, dude. Jim Harbaugh shows up and he says, now this is not really Jim Harbaugh. Okay. Looks just like
really?
Jim Harbaugh, and he wears khakis and a fucking – he wears Harbaugh's sideline uniform to this event.
So, there was a sign that said, catch a pass from Jim Harbaugh. Right. Gabe comes up to me, he goes, dude, Jim Harbaugh's here? And I was like, you know they're playing their rivals right now at this moment
exactly.
Time, right? You think he skipped out on the Michigan State game to come here to the beach?
So
how funny it'd be that if you turn on that game and Jim Harbaugh's just gone for personal reasons? he's not at that game. What?
So he did. He did ask me. He said, "Hey, we want to do a little contest." And I'm always looking for something to beef up the show. I'm like, "Okay, what do you want to do?" He's like, "We'll catch a pass from Harbaugh." And I'm like, "I'll tell you what, dude. If you're out there with a football, I'll tell somebody to run a route." So one wonderful woman.
Oh, God.
She had been hitting the mangria a little bit.
A lot of slush off the mangria.
From the
slush
stage, I yell, "Run a post!" And fucking, she trips in the sand, but lands on the cement.
No.
And you could hear the air escape from everybody, and we're like, And I'm thinking,
a splatter.
Great, we are going to get sued. No, she was all right.
She's all good.
It's the booze.
It was the booze.
She
a
had
lot of booze.
Was
armor.
There that moment where she got up and it was all really quiet and then she went, "I'm okay." Yeah.
And then at the end of the day, we're striking everything and putting everything away. I mean, we had to build this up and then freaking tear it down. You guys were there. She was on her knees in the sand out by the beach, and her husband was trying to help her up.
She just gave up at one point.
So I think they both just plopped there in the sand, and that's the last we saw of them.
Mm. By the way, I'm really sorry that I missed it. I know the first week got rained out. I was out of town for week two, but I'm glad to hear that it was a drunken good time.
It was.
Totally was.
Tested the limits of alcohol abuse.
I had the best guacamole of my life there. Mm-hmm. It was so good. Gabe, who won the Corolla Show contest.
Gabe took third place.
Took third place overall.
Yeah. He was a little upset about that.
Yeah, he really wanted that belt. He really wanted that belt.
He had a team. He had a 7-man team and woman.
Did one person beat him? Because that would have been so much sadder.
Well, that's not third place. We got third place.
Well, no, I meant to say he had a whole team of people, and then he lost to just one old grandma who was working by herself.
Yeah, he did.
That's what I mean. There was other people who won didn't have teammates.
Yeah, the winner actually was a restaurant.
Yes, yeah, Sea Salt.
It felt like the man won. So next year, we need an indie winner.
They get
like
the Gabe. Belt.
Yeah, they get the belt. But are you doing the thing where the winner of next year, they have to give up the belt to the winner, or are you just printing out a new belt?
Defend title.
Make a new belt every time.
I don't like that.
It's called publicity, Chris. Everyone who walks into that restaurant is going to see the belt.
Yeah, but there's also something called honor. What do you want?
I know very little of this honor of which you speak.
I love how you brought up the old lady that who Gabe could have lost you. Because of all the teams, there's all this official guacamole and probably 60 avocados per batch?
Yeah, 50-50 per team.
50 per team. 50 avocados per guacamole. And then there was one lady who came in, Daniel LaRusso, came in like out of nowhere. Who is this? Not on the ballots or anything. Just like, who is this?
Set a bowl of guacamole on the table and stood next to it. and told everybody she's going to win.
Oh, my God.
And it was about, I want to say, a tenth of what all the guacamole sizes were. So it was very limited edition.
Limited batch.
I remember I was walking by. She thought it was just a regular, I didn't work there or anything. She said, try my guacamole. And I look, and it's just this, like, there's barely a scoop left. And I look at her, like, oh, it looks like it's all. No, try it. And then you can vote for me we all tickets to vote for who we thought was the best. Just leave your ticket right here. Everyone had a cup in front of their guacamole. She just had nothing. So just leave it in front of the table.
Wow.
Like, just leave it. So she was kind of just doing her own thing.
So she was saying,
oh, so she was trying to stack the votes.
Yeah.
Well, here's the thing. She got, now the top five guacamoles advanced. And she got the fourth most votes.
Well, I will say, there was only about one scoop in there when I got to see it, and it was pretty good.
Dougie told me that other people were telling him, too, that she was stacking her own ballot box.
Oh, interesting.
So, I mentioned on stage that she got the fourth most votes, and then I disqualified her. Then I'm laughing in the microphone going, look, lady. If you're going to join a guacamole contest, you don't just show up with a bowl of guacamole and say, here I am. There's rules.
There are rules.
And then she followed me around for the next 2 hours asking me to give her a hoodie.
Yeah, she asked me that.
What the fuck?
I love it.
Yeah. Anyway.
I love it. Come back next year, please.
It made it fun.
Yeah.
But yeah, I was like,
really did.
Really, what the fuck?
But also, Matt. During this weekend was also the Huntington Beach Air Show, which is just a big jet show. 2 million people come to Huntington Beach to check it out, and they have these great flyovers, formations, everything. And there's this one moment of the show where Dawson's kind of just getting everyone pumped up. And
it was the closing moment.
There's a closing moment. DJ Production, who is DJing, who's an incredible DJ, just perfect for what we needed, was playing the Star Wars theme behind Dawson. And Dawson's, you know, thanking everyone for coming. And thank you for coming, too. And then at the height, the crescendo of the score of Star Wars, the world championship of guacamole, and during a flyover right over Dawson's head. Yeah. You couldn't have planned this. Like, people who plan this stuff don't even time it that right. Flyover to the point where it just, like, he might as well have had pyrotechnics on the sides of the stage. And it even surprised Dawson because his volume increased after he said, like, the world championship of guacamole, shit! Like, he went up with it, like, he got stoked off it. It was pretty magical.
That's,
like,
incredible.
It was.
That's a sign, man. That's what you call a sign.
Yeah. And somebody had told me, they said, look, rain on the day of a new endeavor, sometimes good luck. In this case, it was.
Yeah.
There you go.
We got the Thunderbirds flyby.
I would agree. And very magical day. Dawson's band, you killed it.
You guys were fucking awesome.
I only said that so you could say that about my band. And it worked.
You guys played for a long time.
We did?
Yeah.
Thanks, man. I don't know if that's a compliment or not. but thank you. It was a great time. Great guacamole. A successful beach day. I actually passed out right after because, you know, when you're out in the sun drinking, mm-hmm. it takes a toll.
Next one, I believe, October 15th, 2019. Same place.
Ooh. Oh, yeah. They already planned it. We're already slated for next year, which I love.
The cruise is next October, too, so you may want to
Yeah, it's early
shoot.
October.
All right.
Yeah. Oh, well, it's October 4th, I think.
Thank goodness. All right, guys. Before we get into some more show, I asked Matt, hey, do you have a Shay? And he looks at me and he goes, I got something different. And I'm curious. So we'll get into that in a moment. First off, though. Robinhood, that's right, a proud sponsor of the water cooler. Robinhood's an investing app that lets you buy and sell stocks, options, and cryptos, all commission-free. They strive to make financial services work for everyone, not just the wealthy. So it's simple, it's intuitive, a clear design, which I love. data presented in an easy-to-digest way. Here's what you do, all right? There's no cost, no commission fees. Other brokerages charge up to $10 for every trade, but Robinhood doesn't charge commission fees, trade stocks, and keeps all of your profits. Design, it's easy to understand charts and market data. Place a trade in just 4 taps on your smartphone. So it's so easy to use. And here's the good news. Robinhood, just look it up. It's giving listeners a free stock like Apple, heard of them? Ford, sure. Sprint, that's right, to help build your portfolio. So sign up at resume.robinhood.com. That's resume.robinhood.com. Go ahead, check out that site and enjoy. Now, Matt.
Yo.
We are maybe a year, maybe 2 years after your the most epic of all Chez Fond du Lacs, where you talked about Halloween candy.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
I'll never forget. But
it'll never be topped.
You won't even bother.
I won't even try. I'm not even going to try.
I wanted to just stop Chez Fond du Lacs altogether. Yeah.
But you went off the rest of the world.
You went off and made your own podcast. What do you got for us
today?
Well,
listen. No, I mean, I'm glad you mentioned that because I was trying to think of a good Chez as well. And I realized, you know, I miss Gary. Gary's not here. And it's been a while since
Gary's
been here.
The worst Chez ever. Just kidding.
But I realized it's also been a while since we've had any tech talk.
Ooh.
I think you were probably the last one.
I thought I would bring, you know, on behalf of Gary, who's not here.
Yeah. It's mighty kind of you.
Nor is he endorsing this in any way, shape, or form. But I do have a Halloween tech talk here.
Oh, right. Controversy.
Doing it all.
Tech talk.
Nice. And you guys may remember that tech talk is 3 parts.
Yeah.
Where's the joke?
There's a new story. There's a new story, an opinion piece, and then the highly coveted joke corner.
Right, yes.
Yeah, right.
So in that vein, let us begin.
Just taking over TikTok.
That's it. Yet.
And it's all Halloween edition. It's all Halloween edition.
Yeah.
All right. So first, the news story. This one comes from FastCompany.com. It's all about the haunted mansion industry. And I think we all know that Halloween haunted mansions, though they vary in modality, be it a corn maze or a wagon ride or just like a theme park walkthrough, they're pretty much – they've been the same for the last few decades.
You go by, someone pops out at you.
What's that? Exactly.
You go by, someone pops out at you.
That's right. But now there's this thing. It's called virtual reality. Maybe you guys have heard of it.
Mm-hmm.
And it is really taking control of the Halloween haunted house industry. In 2016 – there's a company that built numerous VR environments. In a couple years after that, Knott's Berry Farm was doing some sort of like weird virtual reality psychiatric hospital, but you apparently were strapped into a wheelchair. But check this. We've talked about it on the show before. The Void, which is that new VR walkthrough where they do multiple rooms and, you know, the people who run through it can actually interact with the set.
This is the thing that Dawson did.
Yeah. That's correct.
It was like Star Wars and you shoot people and they shoot back at you.
So well, guess what, boys? They have a haunted house one now.
Oh!
They have a horror one.
Did you get a gun?
I don't know if you get a gun per se, but you get to
BYOG.
Walk around the what's left of the forsaken Chicago World's Fair in 1894. And there's some demon that's like chasing
cool.
you around.
Clowns
it sounds
there,
amazing, right?
Can we it's do time. That, guys? Can
I
we go
feel
to
like
something
we
like
should.
This? Please.
I feel like we should.
Are they having this at the Void over here?
Well, here's the deal. You go to thevoid.com, and I looked, and it is at the Glendale Galleria. They do have the
okay.
horror.
Okay.
So something to consider, boys.
Oh,
all right,
shit.
That's the news story.
Yeah!
Now, the opinion piece.
Wow.
Now for some opinions.
Strong.
Ghost hunting technology.
Now time for some opinions.
Time for some opinions. Ghost hunting technology. What's up? Why have we not figured out that ghosts are real and everywhere all the time?
Why have we figured it out?
I feel like a decade ago, ever since the digital camera was invented, that was the last advancement in ghost hunting technology. And
the orbs?
I call bullshit on this. I feel like it's 2018 now. We should have some way to like actually see ghosts. You guys feel me on this?
It's the
at
man.
All?
The man's keeping down that technology.
Exactly.
Like aliens. They don't want you to know about the aliens. They don't want you to know about the ghosts.
It's
they're keeping
big
all
religion.
The tech away from
it's
us.
It's big religion. Yeah. It's the big man upstairs. Yep. He doesn't want you to know about the parallel dimensions.
They're holding it back.
I don't know if you heard this, Chris. Religion's huge.
Huge market. Yeah.
Huge market
they have a lot
for
of money.
Religion. I mean, it's still like they literally, you walk in with like audio equipment and then you just have to go back and listen and then maybe you hear like a weird groaning and bumping sound. That is, in 2018, the way that we figure out if ghosts are real or not.
You know what? I got news for you, dude. Ghost is real. It's an audiobook I just did.
Ooh.
It's 100% real. It's not about ghosts.
While we're there, you want to plug that?
Yeah. But this FBI agent, dude, it's awesome. Get it on Audible. It's called Ghost. Narrated by Mike Dawson.
Oh, nice.
Wow. Ralph Pizzullo, Michael R. McGowan, it came on The Carolla Show.
Mm-hmm.
Dawson did that book.
Chris, if you could have something that would just show you that there's a ghost in this room right now.
I don't want it. I don't want
there are no
I don't
ghosts
want to
in
know.
This room.
Because then
we actually had a psychic in here once for one of Susan Pinsky's shows. And I don't she like told it. Us that John Lennon was in the studio. I swear to God.
John
I heard it
Lennon's
myself.
Been here.
That's correct.
That's pretty cool.
Adding that to our press
Let's
kit.
Get her back. Can we get her on this show?
I'm sure we could.
Can I say that John Lennon's been on this show?
You very easily could.
Yeah. Well, he
no is. One would believe you, but then that's exactly my point. Maybe you can't tell if the ghosts are real or not. No one knows what to believe.
Maybe we can get her to do clam chowder with us.
What would you do if you're a ghost? What would you be your day-to-day?
Well, I mean, generally, probably atoning for all the horrible things you did in your past life.
Wait, so you
fly
don't
a
think
lot.
Why
I fly
you've
a
been
lot.
Unable to move on.
So, oh,
yeah,
so ghost.
Supply.
Yeah,
so
supply.
You think, of course you're going to, of course yeah. we're going to fly,
yeah.
Kaylin. So do you think ghosts are those that just can't move on because they have... So they're atoning for their sins or their well, it's hell
yeah.
basically.
It's like a horrible negative energy that just like repeats into space.
Oh, so you don't you're not just invisible and just get to do whatever you want.
I think
don't
you're
have
confined
to worry about
to
eating.
A certain space. I don't feel like you can just go anywhere.
We shouldn't have to ask these questions. It's
wait,
2018.
We can't. I have a problem ghosts
with
can't
the
go anywhere.
I don't think
general.
So.
Are you ready?
Go ahead.
Okay, with all the great cameras that we have and everything, and you would think that someone would have caught a ghost on film by now. Since it hasn't happened, maybe there aren't ghosts.
Get out.
I call bullshit on that.
Get out.
It is an opinion piece, Matt. There are wrong opinions.
Well, then I think
Wait,
it's time to close.
What would you do? Would you would fly around. I'm sorry. I need to know. Kaylin would
it's
fly around.
It's not limited to just my opinion. Anyone
can
share their opinion.
If I could fly, I'd fly around.
You'd fly around. Yeah. You'd go through all the walls. Nothing would stop you.
I mean, I don't know what my limitations are. Can I go beyond like the Earth? Can I fly around the solar system?
Again,
that's what I'm
I
saying.
I
yeah,
don't
I go to
think a ghost is allowed. You
know I fly to Italy.
I don't know where the limitations.
Where do you want to go? Should we go somewhere?
I want to go to like.
Let's go to Italy.
Like Saturn. Oh.
Saturn. Oh yeah. I'm thinking too small.
No, I'm thinking,
picture.
Yeah, you're going. I'm thinking big picture.
Yeah, because ghosts don't need oxygen. We don't need food. Why would we go?
You're
oh, you would be a
go
terrible
to
ghost.
Saturn. If
and
you
beyond.
Were a ghost. That's
and beyond. Yeah.
Saturn.
Just go see what's out there, man.
Matt,
go check out a black hole or something.
Matt, you'd be bummed because ghosts can't eat. You wouldn't be able to enjoy all the different foods of all the different cultures.
That's very true.
That would
yeah,
suck.
It would be pretty.
That's
bad.
Why ghosts. That's why being a ghost sucks.
That's why I'm afraid to die, Chris. That is the solo reason why.
Because you'll be a ghost and you won't be able to enjoy the food, but you'll have to watch other people eat it. You know what I would do? I would just fly through a bunch of people and just freak them out, make them all cold for a second.
A little slimy, too.
Yeah, make them. Oh, yeah, slimy. Make them feel weird. Like, ooh, what the hell is that?
I would,
it might get old, but whatever.
I would just haunt people, but really specifically.
Wow.
You know?
That's
like,
dark.
Anytime. They started watching porn or something. I would just start knocking shit off the shelves.
Yeah, how do you get to choose what you get to touch when you're a ghost?
Again, you
like, why would your hand
you
just not
they give
walk
you a checklist.
Through the vase?
They give you like 35, right. 40 options, and you get to pick 10.
Oh,
so books.
Choose
always pick books.
Always pick books.
Always pick books.
Yeah, what would be on our
candles,
on our top 10 list?
Candles.
You know what? Now that I'm thinking about it, in like 100 years from now, everyone's just going to have Kindles. We're not going to have as many books to knock off of shelves. Our ghosts are going to just.
That's true. You got to think about long term here.
Do Kindles,
shelves?
Do Kindles roll
true.
Over?
Yeah.
Can we do, like, do our choices? Can we re up after a 5-year lease? And then next time we can do Kindles? I would do glass. I'd just break a bunch of glass. That would freak everybody out.
Glass would be good.
This
glass
is
would be good.
Excellent. Ghosts need to get with the now. They need to update their haunting for the 21st century. Let's stop writing foggy messages in the shower of the mirror. The mirror
just
of the bathroom.
Send it right to their Kindle.
Just text it to them.
I'm hitting on it. Yeah. You're being haunted, bitch.
Just get crazy good. DMs from ghosts. What the? Oh my god!
I don't know this number. I've never seen these emojis before. This is emoji from 1762.
Oh, dude, could you imagine if you, like, got a text message or something and you open it up and it's a fucking FaceTime with a ghost?
Oh, see?
And as you're looking at the FaceTime, you can see that it's in your house. Oh. And he's right fucking there.
All
right,
this is all reminding me. I'm realizing
that would be good.
There is a movie, a horror movie that
somebody
did not
mark
come
this,
up.
That if that is that is that in a horror
yes,
movie?
Yes, there's
it
a
is?
Movie called Ooh. Unfriended, and it is.
Oh, I think I have
terrible,
seen that one.
But the entire movie is a desktop of a like girl's computer,
webcam.
And she starts video chatting with her friends in like a Brady Bunch opening credit scene. There'll just be more mini screens, and by the end of the movie, there's like nine teenagers that are all video chatting with each other, and they're getting picked off one by one by some sort of mysterious spirit. It's not very good, but I'm realizing that that is the example of a ghost doing the 21st century haunting. So that's totally what that is.
So we don't want to do that. Let's go back to old school then.
All right. Well, that's a good opinion.
All right. Let's close the opinion piece. Part
joke,
of that.
Hey,
we got
joke,
one more.
Joke,
oh, I got jokes.
Joke.
They're all Halloween themed. Hey, why didn't the skeleton like the Halloween candy? He didn't have the stomach for it.
Oh,
hey! Suck on that, Gary.
Yeah. How do you fix a broken jack-o'-lantern?
Oh.
You use a pumpkin patch.
Oh.
What do mummies like listening to on Halloween? Rap music.
Oh, we hate you, Gary.
I'm really sorry about that last mummy joke. I know it's Sphinx. What would you find on a haunted beach? A sandwich?
That's right.
I got one more. This one's for Gary. I actually found this one. This one's dedicated to Gary. What treat do eye doctors give out on Halloween? Candy corneas.
Ooh. Oh! Wow.
That was tech talk.
That was
yeah,
a sick
it was.
Burn, dude.
Oh, that was the best tech talk I have ever heard.
Wow, that was great.
Happy Halloween, everyone.
Fantastic.
That was really good, man. I'm impressed.
Good luck showing your face back here, Gary.
I smell a one-off, a break-off. Of the water cooler, just tech talk with Matt Fondelier.
Yeah, you
should
do a spin-off
podcast.
A spin-off podcast.
There you go.
Yeah.
That's an idea.
Maybe I'll let Gary on an episode.
Maybe. It's a tough putt for him now. I'll tell you what is a great thing. Look, before you become a ghost, you're going to need some life insurance. All right? It's really important. And 1/3 of people don't have it. That's because it's really hard to buy. You have to work out what you need, then do the research to find the best quote, and hope you don't get swindled along the way. I hate getting swindled. It's not a good way to shop for anything.
Yeah, never buy insurance from a dude named Swindell.
Yep, that's right. Yeah.
There you go.
Careful of Mr. Swindell.
His first name's probably Carrie. Carrie Swindell.
I hate that guy.
No, go to this place.
Oh, yeah, go to Policy Genius. That place is way better. All right. It compares quotes from the top life insurance companies. Find the best policy for you. It takes just 2 minutes to get a quote.
And Dos minutos.
And if you don't know the first thing about insurance, they've got all the tools to help you get up to speed. Learn the difference between term and whole life insurance. Calculate how much coverage you need. And be sure you're making the right decision. So whether you know a lot about life insurance or nothing at all, start your search at policygenius.com. In just 2 minutes, you can compare quotes and make an informed decision for you and your loved ones. Policy Genius, the easy way to compare and buy life insurance. Now, Kalen.
Oh, wait. I got a joke for you.
Ooh.
Okay, what kind of insurance do ditch diggers buy? Whole life insurance.
Oh, man. There you go.
That's right. People come here for the genuine, intimate conversation and discussion, but it's really the jokes.
Stay for the jokes.
Yeah. And Kalen Bean has a flick in.
I'm super nervous to go up against that tech talk.
I would be
kind of disheveled now.
I would be too.
Yeah.
Well, I hope your jokes are just as good. That's all I have to say.
Yeah.
I hope your joke corner is ready.
Yeah. It's funny. So Kalen was going to do
The Haunting of Hill House.
The Haunting of Hill House, but Matt.
I finished it.
Kalen finished it. Matt
and
did
after
not.
Finishing it, it may or may not have altered my top horror.
I can step outside if you want.
No, I want you here. Okay. But Matt, weirdly enough, I was thinking
Core four, bro. For a guy who hates spoilers
as much, you used to host a podcast called There Will Be Spoilers.
It's true.
Yeah, so
I was on that.
Very
podcast.
Weird. It's like you're...
everyone in this room was on that podcast.
So that podcast was like Batman for you, right? You just took the name of your greatest fear.
That's correct.
And you went by that name.
Yep.
All right. Well, don't worry. He will not be doing that.
I had a backup.
He had a backup.
Oh,
yep.
So why don't you get comfortable, Matt?
No, let me just put your feet down here.
Yeah.
Yeah, the stool.
Perfect. And enjoy the latest edition of Flickin' the Bean.
We all want to know one thing. Your opinion's what we need. So Kaylin, get on that mic and flick the bean.
Oh, Kaylin, flick the bean.
Respect all women.
Alrighty, this week we're going with Jack Ryan, the Amazon series that came out about a month or two back.
Have you guys seen ads for this ever?
I've seen posters for it.
Did any of you guys see the movie Jack Ryan with Tom Cruise?
I did not, but I've seen other movies that star the character
Jack Reacher.
Yeah, you're thinking of Jack Reacher?
Oh, I'm thinking of Jack Reacher. Wait, so I thought that was the same story this whole time.
Wait, so which one are you doing now?
Oh, I haven't even seen those movies. So.
Okay.
Early entries for Run
I thought it was a redo
of
that one.
Jack Reacher and Jack Ryan.
Jack Reacher, poor guys.
At least we got two more contestants for next
season. Oh, my God. Yeah, stop mistaking the other guys. I feel bad. I do love the idea, though, of Kaylin watching Jack Reacher and going, man, this is way different.
Yeah. I honestly thought they were the same story that they rebooted for John Krasinski, who is doing Jack Ryan.
Both novels that feature, like, an action lead taking on the government and various terrorist threats, right?
Yeah, I mean,
more or less.
Sort of.
Reacher's more serial killers or something.
It's more like gang. I mean, like Russian mob type. I think Jack Reacher is. I think I saw a scene from it once. I don't know. Right, but I thought it was the same story they were rebooting for Amazon. I was clearly thinking of two different people.
I do need to know. Kaylin just crumpled up half his notes. I do need to know if I should see Jack Ryan, though.
Yeah, so it is available on Amazon. 8 episodes, stars John Krasinski and Wendell Pierce. I don't know if you've seen a little show called The Wire before.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
I have not.
It's all right.
I know.
No, that's not all right.
It's something embarrassing. No,
out there
that's not all right at all.
I'm ashamed.
What are you talking
about?
You've never seen The Wire?
The Wire's kind of overrated.
There you go. God.
Really? Do you agree? Matt, you seen
The Wire? I haven't finished it. I don't think I would say
that it's overrated because it is such a great show, but I will say there are several more shows that I enjoy more than that show.
Interesting.
But that's just me.
It's always top five for me. Yeah, it's always in the conversation of the best TV show of all time.
Yeah, and it deserves to be out there. It's really well done, but it's also really...
I don't think so.
I think why people like it is that it's very... real, as opposed to a crime of the week. You know, this is like one whole season about trying to just catch this one guy and like what it's really like to try to do that, as opposed to, you know, the show I prefer is The Shield, which is like every single episode is fucking doors getting kicked down, people getting interrogated and arrested, and it's like the dopest show ever. But
the guy from The Shield sat behind me at
Michael Chiklis
the other day.
Michael Chiklis,
the bald
thing?
Guy,
the
yeah.
thing,
yeah.
oh yeah, yeah, it's him. Awesome. The bald guy, God, I feel like a jerk now.
So good.
Yeah.
Anyway, sorry, Kaylin.
No, that's okay. So, yeah, I just, you know, I was kind of hesitant into getting into this, but, you know, if you like action, this is a pretty good story for you. He's, I never saw 13 Hours. I kind of want to go see that now because I never saw John Krasinski as an action guy because you always know him from The Office. I thought 13 Hours was like his, like, action, going to be a Marine role, and I never saw that. But
I heard it was good.
I heard it was pretty good, too, but... In this series, he plays a little bit more of a pencil pusher, you know, kind of like a desk guy that was formerly in the Marines,
like from The Office.
Oh, he's pushing plenty of pencil at the office.
But you know, he figures out a little something going on somewhere, and it makes him have to travel to various dangerous places, and his former Marine skills have to kick in at certain times. And this show is very genuinely entertaining. Like, it really is. It's 8 episodes long, so it's about, I think episodes, they're just about under an hour to Amazon, so you don't have to deal with ads or anything.
What kind of skills?
Mostly combat.
Combat.
Mostly combat, but also a little intelligence, you know, sifting through some shady numbers.
A scene I always think about is the very first, I guess it would be the first, the Bourne Identity.
Oh, love it.
The one he's at the diner, and he's like talking, he's like, I don't know why I know this, but... I know there's a gun like behind that counter. I know that
I can name every license plate outside.
Yeah,
I know that the person most likely to have a gun is the trucker sitting at the diner, and I know that I could run flat out for a half mile before my lungs give out.
Yeah,
I've seen that movie a lot of times.
Yeah, I love that scene. It's crazy. But anyway, keep going.
I wonder how Jason Bourne would fare in a battle scenario.
Weird. I wonder, too.
I feel like he'd get pretty far.
Half the people just turned off the podcast.
Oh, God. Yeah, I'm going to be honest. Jack Ryan has got nothing on Jason Bourne. He'd take him down in a second if they were to have been put head-to-head in some kind of competition.
Jack Ryan would push the pencil, and then Jason Bourne would take the pencil and stab him in the neck. That would be it.
No, John Wick would take the pencil. And stab him with the pencil. I love it! Yeah. People would pencil in a bar.
That's right, folks. Right.
But hey, if you got 8 hours to kill and you want to watch just a good action show, Jack Ryan is definitely for you. It's definitely entertaining. Yeah. There's nothing wrong with it. There's nothing that makes it like the best show ever. But it's definitely flickable. Solid 8 out of 10 beans.
Ooh,
right down. Nice.
Yeah.
Jim Ryan.
That's a pretty solid rating.
8 out of 10 beans. That is a solid rating.
It's very solid.
You're going to check out season 2 for sure.
Oh, yeah. Very solid.
Is this a show that a female will enjoy?
For John Krasinski's in it, and he's a kind of a badass, so yeah. I mean, in that sake, yeah. Otherwise, no.
Okay.
If you're not attracted to John Krasinski and that's not your driving force, then probably not
for you.
Yeah.
John Krasinski currently
is
my girlfriend's number one celebrity crush.
Well, then I got a TV show for you.
Ooh, The Office?
Yeah.
All right, well, great job, Kalen. Your joke corner lacked, though.
Yeah, I gotta come up with something next time.
It's okay. Kalen's been working on jokes. He may have to open for Joke Coy tomorrow. It's completely true.
This might be very true. I'm very nervous about it.
Yeah.
And Joe's working the small club. There's not going to be that many people there.
Right? Yeah, it only got sold out 4 months ago. 16 sold out shows in 2 weekends.
Not terrifying at all. You'll be great, Kalen.
Yeah, we'll see.
All right. Well, anything else, Matt? You were saying something? About John Krasinski.
You're saying something about how he's your celebrity crush?
Nope.
Oh, yeah. No. Who is your number one celebrity crush, Matt, right now?
Tom Cruise.
I will say...
Wait, are we going male or female?
Whoa.
It's a great question.
Great question.
You can have a man crush.
I'm going to stick with female.
Sparks more questions, Kalen.
I would say Rachel McAdams has got number one spot in my heart.
Ooh. All right. I like that. Kalen, who is yours, male or female?
My wife is very aware of that, too.
Oh, yeah?
I think she's a little jealous.
Is she truly bothered by that?
Yeah, she's deeply concerned.
I'm not kidding. People do get bothered.
That's so weird to me that people do legitimately get bothered by it. No,
yeah. Whatever. You can't find other people attractive.
Yeah.
It's totally okay.
That's what marriage is for.
See, Jen, Matt said so, too. I'm just kidding. She's cool with it, I promise. I'm not winking at Matt at all.
Nope.
No winks here. Kalen, who's yours then? Male or female? Male and female.
Christina Hendricks is my famous crush, yeah.
And then male.
I like
Tom Hardy.
Big butts, and I cannot lie. Dude, Tom Hardy, you would
well,
blow
Christina's
Tom Hardy.
definitely not known for her butts. That's all. That's all. Hey, you got the wrong one.
I don't know who that is. I thought that was the chick in Mad Men.
That is the chick in Mad Men, but you got... That's all right.
Yeah, she is not known for her butt.
Well, she's proportioned well.
Very.
It's her bosom. Kalen is implying her bosom.
But you're just saying that about you. But you can't.
Sure.
She has a wonderful butt.
It is a wonderful butt. Mm-hmm. I'm just saying it's
okay.
Yeah.
All right.
Well, just because she's not known for butt.
How about you, Chris?
I'm sure she. You know, I don't know.
No,
really?
Come on. Male and female.
Male and female.
Come on.
Right, male and female.
Come on. Don't.
Well, male is definitely Tom Hardy. That one's easy. Female.
That's what I'm saying.
I don't know. There are a lot, but I can't name any.
Then just name one.
Thomas. I don't want you to take all your guys' answers.
You got
like
a computer.
I
know who. Oh, the girl from.
Mission Impossible.
Yeah, Mission Impossible. Yeah.
Rebecca Ferguson, only from that movie. I don't.
That's very specific.
In that time. I remember watching that. She's probably the one I just thought, oh my God, she is gorgeous. So check that out.
Yeah, if we can limit it to time, then I'm going to take Kirsten Dunst and Bring It On.
Oh, if we're going to go way back, I'm going to go fucking Grace Kelly, Rear Window.
Yeah!
Come on.
Nice, buddy.
Damn.
All right, maybe we should do
that's a great answer.
We should do a hot chick in time draft. let's see who has the best
team. Hot chick time machine.
Hot chick time machine. We'll do that next time. All right, guys. Well, it's been a pleasure. Let's enjoy the rest of our night. Kalen. Where can we go for you?
Check out the Koi Pond. We're going to have a super special episode next week, live tour bus Koi Pond edition. We're going to tape an episode on the tour bus on the way down to the Bray Improv tomorrow, so that'll be released probably next week, so check that out. It's going to be super fun.
I'll be on that
so
as well.
Cool.
I don't know, because I dropped out of college after a Halloween party.
Brings it all back around.
Look at that.
Nice.
Yeah, no, I'll be on that too. Me and Cam will go to Joe's show, and I think Joe said that he wants between me, Kalen, and Dre, the other co-host on the show, to open one of us to open for him. 5 minutes, he's going to draw straws, and I think he has two shows that night.
He does, and I think he already has Chase opening for him, so I don't know if it would be someone going on before Chase or
it
in
would
between.
Be. I imagine it's 5 minutes and then Chase
and,
Joe.
And then Joe. Yeah. So but I already told Joe.
Kalen's so ready. Kalen is. Kalen wants.
Chris has nothing.
Kalen is champing at the bit. You hear that, Dylan? He always calls on it.
Apparently, that's the correct way to say it.
It is. I don't know what I'm going to do if I get called. Maybe I'll just fan. Maybe I'll just do a water cooler, live water cooler. Yeah, let's go up there and just do a live solo water cooler. It's just the same thing. You know, just as funny. Matt, where could it go for you?
Follow me on Twitter at Matt Fondelier. Thank you to everybody who tweeted me suggestions of places to eat and drink in New Orleans. I'm going to try to hit up some of those spots. And
ooh, we're going to have a Shea next week.
And the people
who
personally told you.
Yeah, you guys are going to have an exclusive Shea Fondelier New Orleans style because I don't think my wife wants to hear about what's happening in New Orleans. So I'll bring some good stuff here.
I love it. And Gary will be there too.
But the Shea Fondelier podcast, if it hasn't been mentioned already, Halloween special is out now. And we took a trip to Palm Springs. And there's a couple episodes dedicated to that as well. So, ShayFondelay.com or on Instagram, ShayFondelay.
Yeah. Pumpkin spice ShayFondelay for the fall.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Doss, where can we go for you? Great.
How you guys doing? You guys good?
I'm great.
Hell yeah, man. I'm going to be in New Orleans in 24 hours.
I asked Matt, hey, Matt, how are you doing? And he's like, fucking great, dude. That's how he responded with a little... and a little pep in his step.
That's right.
It was kind of nice. It made me feel better.
Attitude.
Yeah, it was nice.
I found out Tuesday night at the release party of that book Ghost that Balboa Entertainment is they did announce that, you know, the guy was going to on this show that Stallone was interested in it. Stallone's partner at Balboa Entertainment was there and made the announcement that work is beginning immediately. On Ghost, my 30 years as an FBI undercover agent. Get the audiobook at Audible. I love you.
Nice. Oh, crap. Sly Stone. As for me, just thank you so much for listening. I don't really have anything else to plug. I don't listen to all the other podcasts I work on.
Tell people about
the show.
If you
have the time. I barely have the time. What show?
This show.
Oh, yeah. Tell people about this show. Yeah. What show?
That's how real we are. Chris doesn't even realize the mics are heated.
Yeah, that really is true. I don't even know we're recording a podcast. But yeah, please share the show with friends and, you know, enjoy yourselves. So let's keep the get this group to be a little bigger. All right, more the merrier here at the Water Cooler. We love having you guys here, and wouldn't mind if anybody else wanted to join too. Everybody, the door's always open, right here at the Water Cooler. So thank you so much for listening. We will see you next week for the Hot Chick Time Machine Draft. And take care of yourselves. We love you.